Well, we had a pretty quiet session here for the last few days of September, then the first few days of October, mainly due to a government shutdown. Pretty much left the market void of any news to give the traders some direction. What we did see was a market that did fade a little bit here and finish the week with a little bit of losses, mainly because of harvest pressure and the idea that, ideal weather right now is kind of setting up across the majority of the continental U.S., allowing for good harvest activity to take place. Soybean harvest is moving rapidly along. We won't know what it is at because of the government shutdown. Corn harvest is also starting to pick up steam as well. Now, what's been interesting is that we're starting to see basis levels firm or, stabilize or firm, especially in St. Louis and up in the Northern Plains. A lot of that might be due to the fact that yields are coming in a little bit less than anticipated and a little bit more disappointing than expected. By the time, though, we wrapped up the week, we did see the Minneapolis wheat drop 8 cents, while Chicago was down 4 to 5. Kansas City was also down around 8 cents. Corn market slipped 3 cents. Soybeans were the bright spot. They finished up 4 cents on the hint that once Xi and Trump meet at the end of the month, soybeans are going to be the main topic of conversation. Soybean meal was up close to $4 to $4.50, while bean oil dropped 14 cents. Canola lost $9.60. The meats also struggled. They finished mainly steady with live cattle anywhere from 20 cents higher to 70 cents lower. Feeder cattle were 20 to 95 cents higher, and hogs dropped anywhere from $2.50 to $3.50. In the outside markets, crude oil dropped $4. We did see gold up $116. The dollar was down close to 0.4 cents, and the Dow Jones gained a little over 500 points.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.